It is at the basis of almost all of the problems we have. And I just want to hit it again, because you've got to have this. If you're struggling with things, you're having an unrealistic expectation of life. Where did you get that? Where did you get that? That people are never supposed to let you down, never supposed to be unreasonable with you, always show you respect. Where do you get that? I mean, did you find some book that says people from God? It doesn't say that people are supposed to show us respect. It doesn't say, you know, make sure people are showing respect to you. There's nothing in there. Jesus was disrespected. The world's going to hate you. That's the realistic expectation. All right? And I shared it with the baseball example, that when the guy goes to the bat, what is it, 30-35% is like really hot, right? If you're hitting that, you know, you're hitting that. So they still go with the focus, and they're watching that ball, and every time they're focused, I'm going to hit that thing. I'm going to hit it. I'm going to hit a home run. Their focus is on winning. At the same time, when they swing and they miss, they go, okay, move on. You're going to swing, and you're going to miss. All right? That's a realistic expectation. Other people are going to miss showing love to you. It's going to happen over and over. Other people are going to disrespect you. People are in a bad spot. That's the thing I shared with Terry. I may have shared with you guys, but this is so awesome. And he learned it in a second. He learned it in a second. Came to Sunday school class, and he was crying about 4 or 5 years ago. And I said, what's the matter, Terry? He said, oh, some people were mean to me. And I'm going, I'm just talking out loud in Sunday school class. I'm going, who'd be mean to a guy like you? I said, they have to be a really mean person. Or maybe it's just somebody having a bad day. And I said, you know, mean people have a bad day every day. And so I said, how about if you say to him, it seems like you're having a bad day. He goes, okay, Rick, okay. He said, say something mean to me. I said, you are ugly. And he says, you must be having a bad day. And laughed. You know, and so the next week he came back and said, how'd it go? Oh, fine. I said, anybody mean to you? Yeah, there's one customer. I said, what'd you do? He said, I just looked at him and said, you must be having a bad day. I said, what did they do? He said, they didn't say anything. Didn't know what to say. He learned like that, that when someone is mean to you, they're not being kind, they're not ministering God's love, that they're having a bad day. You don't have to take the hit. He quit taking the hit. He smiled. See, you don't need to take the hit when you have a realistic expectation that other people are going to fail you. You don't need to take the hit. You don't have to be down. My mom did this, my dad did this, the leadership did this, all this stuff. You know, so I'm upset because they did this, they said this to me, they made me do this, whatever it might be. Expect it. The world is fallen. When Adam sinned, sin entered into the world, into mankind. It entered into our physical self, and it entered into the earth. Everything is going downhill. Scripture says the world was made subject to frustration. Okay? And so this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a broken world. A completely broken world. And we keep trying to make it right. Okay? And I really believe, and it's interesting because I think it's my pastor, he preached on this thing, that and because I've always believed this and taught it, that the reason we're trying to make it right is because we have this longing for heaven. God put eternity in the hearts of man. And so, but we need to identify that we're not going to be able to make it right. Okay? We can't make the world right. It's broken. We can only do our best to submit to God and make us right. That's our job. It's all about you. Okay? It's not about you at all, because it's about God, but when it comes to interaction with other people, it's all about you. You know, God brings people into your life, and they mess with you and poke at you and all that stuff. And when you can learn to say, poke at me, go ahead. In fact, named Darren, he's a tough dude. And we had to talk about anger in the back, right back there, for about 20, 30 minutes. And I may share this before, but it's really good to have it. Solid in you, okay? I know I repeat these things, just so you know. I know I've told this 2 or 3 times over the years. And anyway, he was out in the parking lot there, and I just went up and went, bam! And he didn't see me coming, you know, blindside him, you know. Turned around like that, you know, ready to fight. But I, of course, as soon as I did, I stepped back. You know, I made sure to be out of range. And he said, oh, it's you. Oh, it's you. And I said, so what difference does that make? I said, did it hurt? He goes, no. You know, didn't hurt. So I said, what difference does it make if it's me or somebody else that did it? He said, bring it on. He's saying, train him. Train him to not react. So I shared with him the story about Terry, right? He had a guy working in the kitchen, a little shrimp of a guy, a little smaller than me, and skinny front, backing him up. in his face, backing him up. And he said, Rick, he said, I was ready to just let him have it. It would have just taken one hit. It had been all over, you know. And he said, I remember what you said about your friend. And I just looked him in the eye and said, you must be having a bad day, and it being your best interest to take a couple steps back. You know. And he said, the guy stepped back, and he said, it was over. He said, Rick, you saved me from jail. You saved me from getting kicked out of the program. Now, I didn't save him. He took the truth that was shared, and he integrated it. Okay? He integrated that truth into his life. Right? That's what it takes. When you hear the truth, you integrate it, and he put it into practice, and that's what it takes. When you hear different speakers share things, and you go, you know, that's right. Integrate it. Integrate it. Meditate on it.